This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. It's coming to you live right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city, on the world's best LGBTI radio station and one of only four full-time LGBTI radio stations in the world. You can listen to us on radio, and don't forget, Joy was the first. You can listen to us by streaming and also via podcast. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, particularly when Toby has a rant, all framed within a queer perspective. Scrunched face. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Welcome Toby, welcome Paul, welcome Sally.
Thank you.
How are you all?
So good
to have the microphone.
Sorry, I was munching on something then. Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
I'm absolutely fabulous, Macca. It's a delight and a pleasure to be here as always.
Yeah. Okay, let's kick off Greyhounds.
Oh,
so we've got. Do you know that I had no idea there are so many of them around. Mm-hmm. Pete Holmes, who manages the podcasts mm-hmm. and the stats, good he's true. Got a greyhound. Yeah. There's lots of them around. I am going to bring you. I nearly brought him in today, Sally.
Oh, I would have loved that. Mm.
But, I wasn't sure where mid-show I would take him for a break.
Can I tell you a little story about what happened last night?
Yep.
So last night, my partner's just been in New York at a UN conference, so he was away for 3 weeks. And when he got back, Banjo, my greyhound, was a little bit sulky. He was a bit, Oh, you're back, are you, Dad?
Oh, you've come back.
You think you can just walk back in into my heart, do you? Well, you're going to have to offer me a lot of duck treats to do that.
Oh, duck.
And so Banjo's been a little... And I've been taking him into my day job and things like that, and then I've been really busy in the last week. So Banjo's been a bit sulky. And so last night, Tom had worked from home in the afternoon and had a book club in the city, bought Banjo into the city in an Uber, and he called the Uber guy before to confirm it, and the Uber driver basically said on the phone, I wouldn't usually let dogs in, like, but you've asked so nicely and he is such a good boy.
Aww.
That was good. But then I was here at Joy actually having some drinks. Tom was texting me saying, not sure I'm going to be able to get an Uber out. Can you go home, get the car, come back for the dog?
All for the dog.
And part of me was like, okay, yes. Tell me and I'll do it.
Yes. Yeah.
You've got your priorities right.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Yeah. They are very furry children, so that was lovely. Yeah.
So there's no rules about walking a dog in the CBD, is there, as long as it's...
On the lead.
On the lead, yeah.
Under control.
Under control.
Can you tick both of those?
I can, and with muzzle. Mm-hmm.
There yeah. are actually lots of places for dogs in the city, and we're just about to introduce a new off-leash park, which is a bit further away on South Bank, but lots of open space for dogs with their owners to yep. enjoy. So I recommend it next time.
Off-leash for a greyhound's not a good idea.
No. No, that's a quick way to not have a greyhound anymore. Yeah, yeah,
or someone who's got a, if there's a small, white, fluffy dog.
Mm-hmm.
Or a small dog.
Yeah, or just like a person too, because they're so quick that they, and they're so agile, but yeah. we're not. And that combination at a dog park can mean clumsy
humans.
Well,
in that case, plenty of places for you to bring your dogs in the city.
Yes, absolutely.
Cool.
Right. We've got a licence.
We have. Yes, that's right. The Lord Mayor's
You're official.
Given it the tick.
Yeah. I remember, okay, I'm actually going to put you on the spot here a bit, Sally. I remember a few years ago, I think the council put out a request for kind of interesting ideas to make the city better. And I wrote an idea in about having little doggy petting zoos in certain areas of the city. Do you know what I mean? Like some of the little open, like obviously there aren't many. If you could just have, say, a few Labradors or a few puppies where office workers could just stop by and like, pat some poachers
like in their lunch break. Like Bruce the Ambulance.
Yeah. Or you know like how like Uber and some companies when they do little promos where they'll deliver puppies to your office. I reckon that would legit be a good idea. Anyway, I wound up going on John Fain for whatever reason because, you know, he'd been like, call and talk about yours.
Does he like dogs?
He was scornful of the idea. He's not sure about that, Toby.
He's scornful about everything.
Yeah. Can be a bit, can't he? Yeah. But, oh well. He's okay. We're all okay.
He's retiring soon. That's a blessing.
Anyway, so I'm not going to ask you to commit to that, Sally, because there's a lot around. But there's you know,
there could be little alcoves on Green Line.
Mm. Oh,
well, Green Line will be dog friendly.
Oh. Yes,
there is no doubt about that. But you know, just in North Melbourne, there's the Lort Smith Animal Hospital with lots of gorgeous animals in there that you can go in and play with. Yes, and of course, we know that science and research has told us that pets have a wonderful, happy, positive impact on all of us. So I think just bringing pets to work.
Yeah,
so absolutely. Go for it.
Yeah.
Then we wouldn't need the alcoves with the dogs and the petting zoos and liability issues and all of that. Toby, just bring Banjo in, please.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come down and visit you at the town hall one day and have a cup of tea and I'll bring Patch.
Good.
Yeah.
And we're getting set up for our
portico.
I was going to say telecast, but our broadcast from the portico.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
The portico on Swanson Street.
I do, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've looked out upon it many a time at comedy festivals.
Mm.
It's beautiful.
We can pretend we're the Beatles or something.
Yeah.
You'd have to have adoring fans waving their arms down below.
I'll be there, mate.
We need a renter crowd.
That could be a problem as long as there's no snipers.
Or trams as well, dinging the crowd. Get out of the way.
Exactly.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.